celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
Richie, do you think you could find the song from, I think it was a Broadway show, Let Me Entertain You? I bet Roberta could probably sing it.
Oh, I know Roberta could sing it.
Yeah, but we don't want to listen to her sing it.
She would actually be very good at singing any Broadway song, I'm sure. Let me see here.
But you're trying to find Let Me Entertain You. Seven after the hour on the Doug Steffens Good Day program. The most important stories of the day are on Good Day. Most important medical stories in a few moments. Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us for an update on four or five, maybe six of the items that he's studying. You know, he goes through, Richie, all of the journals, the medical journals, every week and prepares a synopsis. And that shows up on the Good Day Health newsletter, which you can sign up for by going to DougSteffens.com. How about that for a concept? Hey,
I like it.
All right, so we're going to process some food news here. Before we get to Dr. Ken, I thought this was interesting information from somebody who listens to us in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, Richie.
Okay.
The Williamsport Sun-Gazette, focusing on a family concerned that people are being removed from their primary food source. And so this fellow wrote an op-ed piece wondering why more mainstream grocery stores don't offer raw milk as an option. And as we all know, I'm a dairy farmer and sell raw milk in my dairy store on the farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. This guy listens, and he knows that that's what I do. So he thought that we ought to talk for a minute about what this fellow was trying to do in bringing attention to a subject that has become more and more a part of the local lore, if you will. You've heard me talk about the concept of locavore, the local focus on food. This fellow talked about his girlfriend buying 2% milk, bought a gallon of 2% milk.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I don't usually drink milk, but it was in the refrigerator, looked good, so I poured myself a glass. However, as he tasted it, he found he didn't like it because there was no taste. He said, quote, I tried her milk and remembered why I don't drink milk. Doesn't taste good. It doesn't taste at all.
Especially 2%.
Right, exactly. But as he was, this guy is studying to be a massage therapist, and one of the courses they took was what is important in bone structure, and calcium is important in your diet because you need to have bone structure. And the fact that the girl was drinking it, she drank it because she thought she needed the nutrients. So the guy looks at the bottle and sees there basically aren't any nutrients in the bottle of milk at all. Nothing. So his explorations have led him to become curious about healthy, raw milk. Milk that has not been pasteurized or homogenized. And we all know that the health officials, for the most part, don't want you to have raw milk. This guy kept looking for the information on raw milk and found that it was the most, he says, the most wholesome food you could imagine. He said, quote, it's ridiculous that we have to make nutritional food a priority because we're surrounded by so much fake processed junk, which is also kind of a sad reality. Most grocery stores cannot in Pennsylvania, is that really? Yeah, Pennsylvania, can't stock raw milk. You can get it in Pennsylvania and 36 or 37 other states. But this thing brings around a focus on food legislation, Richie. What you can buy and why you can buy it and how it is that some things are outlawed, if you will, and some things are acceptable. And it purely has to do with politics. It has to do not with what you want, although if there are enough of you who pressure Congress or your local state legislators, then you can get what you want. And as an aside, there is a bill that's now going through most houses of representatives in most states to legalize raw milk or to make it more available to people, even though the CDC and a lot of people would have you believe.
Well, because they can't run it through their template processors
right.
that
yeah.
make it all the same so
yeah.
that nobody gets sued for getting anybody sick.
Right.
So raw milk is going to be have its variables, and certainly, as you've proven, you can make it safe and clean and
yep.
and healthy.
Sell lots of it.
And it's still raw milk, but the you know the government wants to be able to say, okay, run everything through this processor so we know exactly what it is, which ends up watering it down or, in yeah. some cases, making it dangerous.
Useless or dangerous. You're right about
right.
that. Now, as there is a war against raw milk, there appears to be developing a war against mac and cheese. So as we describe or discuss some of the food news floating around this week, what's the latest?
Two mommy bloggers who run a foodie blog called Food Babe have decided to launch a petition at change.org calling on Kraft to give up its yellow number 5 and yellow number 6 artificial dyes in Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
The two dyes are known carcinogens. They're known to cause cancer and all kinds of other health-related issues. And found out that over in the UK that they use paprika to color the artificial, you know, that yellowy,
yeah.
orangish color.
Paprika is not artificial. They don't use the artificial dyes there. They use the
right.
real thing.
They use beta carotene and paprika to make it colorful, and they're wondering why they can't do it here.
Mm-hmm.
So they were investigating a little further, and it looks like there are other companies that do some of the same things. For example, in the UK, McDonald's French fries have basic ingredients, potatoes, salt, oil. But here in the U.S., they use an ingredient for an anti-foaming agent that's actually used in Silly Putty.
Yeah.
So they found all kinds of examples in the U.S. of chemicals that are being used in our food, and overseas they have been banned.
Uh-huh.
And they figured, okay, let's pick one and start with it. So if you go to change.org or Food Babe food blog, you can get more information on it. But it's just crazy how we just kind of ignore the ingredients in our
stuff.
Food here.
Same old stuff. Coming up after Dr. Ken, top 5 songs from this date, 1991. And then we have Dr. Joy Brown joining us in the next half hour. Plus, another big asteroid. Look out below! We have to have at least one scary story a day, right?
Well, what it ends up being is something that we can sell on eBay for a lot of money.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah.
In just a moment, Dr. Ken joins us here on Good Day.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Here he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badgers.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Dr. Ken Kronos is here with us on the Good Day program, and he's brought to you by the folks that are bringing Cardiol into our country to help you lower your cholesterol rate. We'll find out how that works after we get through some of the major items that Ken has been studying, the sources for the information, for example, on atrial fibrillation. You know, I don't think I ever pronounced this correctly. I'm a big one on R's, Ken. It's actually atrial fibrillation.
Good job.
All right, you got it there. It affected my father and ultimately caused his demise. I have it, and I just take some magnesium, and nobody notices, including me. So what's the story? You've gotten a lot of research on this week. What's the latest?
Atrial fibrillation is the most common electrical abnormality of the heart. You know, we all have a spark in wiring, and the signal travels through the heart so it can nicely, evenly fill with blood and contract and pump it all around the body. And this atrial fibrillation, the big concern is as the top of the heart beats like a bag of worms. Clots can form, and these can be propelled throughout the body and cause a stroke. More men are diagnosed with atrial fibrillation than women are, but women have a higher rate of death from strokes related to the condition, and that's the big news this week.
All right, so other news for women. A new study pointing out to the declining lifespan for some women. Why would that be?
This is a curious study, and we don't quite understand the results. It came out of the medical journal Health Affairs this week, Doug, that women have long outlived men. We've known that, and the latest numbers show the average lifespan for a baby girl born today is 81, and for a baby boy, it's age 76. But the news is that the gap has been narrowing, and the most recent study has shown women's longevity is not growing at the same pace as men's. Life expectancy for some American women is actually falling. Some leading theories blame higher smoking rates, obesity, and less education. My opinion is this is just one of the unintended consequences of women seeking equality with guys.
Yeah. Well, so then they have we want equality all the way around. It would be so. What, if I hear you correctly, it's not that men are gaining; it's that women are losing.
Correct.
That's what it sounds like.
They're gaining slower.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about this story that a lot of people wondered about because they didn't quite understand. The baby that was born with HIV was cured, in quotation marks. Really?
Yes, out of the Conference on Retroviruses and Opportunistic Infections is a mouthful. This past week in Atlanta, there's this baby born with the virus that causes AIDS, appears to have been cured. It's a child from Mississippi who's now 2.5 and has been off medications for about a year and has no signs of infection. It's a curious case because most women are screened for this and they get prenatal care. The mother did not get any prenatal care. She was delivering, and they had somehow diagnosed that she had AIDS at the time of delivery, and this courageous, aggressive pediatric AIDS specialist at the time of birth, without even waiting for the diagnosis in the child, started aggressively, much more aggressively than we normally do, treating this baby with the drugs, multiple drugs, and the baby was several months later doing really well, was on the drugs for about 18 months, doing exceptionally well, and then the parents took the child off of the medications, and somehow several months later, the baby presented to the medical doctors and was without the virus. Amazing. So it looks like it's been cured. The problem with AIDS is that usually there are hideouts in the body. These are so-called reservoirs of dormant cells, usually rapidly reinfected by anyone who stops medications. So right now, when you're on it with AIDS, when you're treated, you can't stop the maintenance medications. But this is hope. Maybe some can in the future, but I'm not recommending that anyone do this. You need to talk to your doctor about what to do about your medicines before you ever think of stopping.
Speaking of hope, if you're looking to lower your cholesterol, you first have to know what your cholesterol is. So Dr. Ken is a cardiologist, another responsible cardiologist, will do an assessment, and you get your cholesterol level. You can get a little kit that helps you understand what your cholesterol level is. And then when you find it's too high, what do you do?
Doug, high cholesterol is a serious condition that can lead to heart attack and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in all my patients. There's this new all-natural approach from Italy, and it might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients. They work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in the blood. These are known as triglycerides. I use Cardiol with all my patients because I've seen excellent results in just 30 days. I also like it because it's safe, FDA registered, and Cardiol, it's easy to take, just one capsule a day.
Get a free 30-day trial of Cardiol to lower your cholesterol. Just pay shipping and handling. Dial 888-809-6424 or go to cardiol.net/Ken for the free 30-day trial of Cardiol. Free! 888-809-6424.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Five songs from this week in 1991. This is Styx. How do you spell Styx, Roberta?
S-T-I-X.
Can I play? Try again.
Jennifer, how do you spell Styx?
Styx. S-T-Y-X.
Wow.
Styx.
She's so smart. She's almost smarter than you are, Roberta.
Do I advance? Yes,
now name any member of the band Styx.
Yeah, you'd be lucky I could spell it.
Joe Styx.
Joe Styx.
Oh, what's his face?
Joe Mama.
No, this guy's had a successful career on his own.
He has, yes.
Yeah.
One of them has.
Right. Only one, the lead singer.
Tommy Shaw.
Okay. Tommy Shaw.
He's also with Damn Yankees with Ted Nugent.
That's Damn Yankees.
Damn Yankees.
All right, let's move on. That's number five song this week.
This not being one of their better songs, even though it reached number five.
So then let's keep going to somebody much better. Celine Dion is here.
Can you imagine being a... Styx was really big in the 80s. And then can you imagine in 1991 having Celine Dion right in front of you on the charts going, man, I can't beat her.
What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
Richie informed us yesterday that his parents went to see her. Cost $500 a seat to sit up close. Man, what a waste
Celine
of money.
Celine Dion got $1,000 of my parents' money. I'll never get that back.
It's your inheritance, Richie.
That's
she screwed you out of your
out of my inheritance.
Your inheritance.
Celine Dion, that wench.
Wow. Number four. Number three. Whitney. This week in 1991. Second year. Of the Good Day program. This is quality song.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah.
She knows how to belt them out.
She sure does. She did.
Doesn't anymore, Richie.
Now
now she's decomposing.
Instead of composing songs, she's decomposing.
Yes.
All right. That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, send your email to Roberta at DougStephan.com. All right. Tommy T.
One more try.
Don't even remember
this. I don't remember this at all.
I love it.
It's Timmy T, actually.
What'd I say?
Tommy.
That's his brother.
But I have no idea.
Around you.
But she does.
And totally. Living all these lonely nights without you, Rich. Can we give it just one more try?
Oh, baby, can we give it one more try?
I love you.
Very good.
He whispers, I love you in here, too. It's pretty good.
All right, let's get to the number one song from this week in 1991, Mariah Carey.
One thing I've learned about watching her on American Idol is that she's kind of very shy.
Out of it, just a touch.
Out of it, just a little bit. I think she's just scared to death
really?
Of being on camera. I think, yeah, she's scared to talk.
She
doesn't know
that.
What to say. She obviously is a performer that is comfortable with going out and singing, but talking not so much.
So then how do you hide behind that? Is that the same for those of us who do radio or people... Any entertainment?
I always use Chevy Chase as an example. Extremely talented, funny guy.
Yeah.
But to sit down and have a conversation when the camera's on you and you're in front of a national audience, not so much.
I get it. By the way, in the league with Mariah Carey, Jessica Simpson apparently pregnant with a boy, Jennifer.
Yeah,
Jessica.
That's...
How else do you get pregnant?
All right, let's not talk about that. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey. Hi, I'm Bobby Lycus with today's Car Clinic Minute. Exercise your brain with this one. What do you always need and start losing as soon as you get enough? When I come back, I'll tell you how to keep more of what you can't afford to lose.
Fortune 500 companies choose Royal Purple Lubricants to protect and improve the performance of their multi-million dollar equipment. The same high-performance technology is also available for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or ATV. Royal Purple enhances performance and provides superior protection for anything wrapped in metal. Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms. For independent tests and endorsements that document Royal Purple benefits, go to royalpurple.com. That's royalpurple.com.
So what do we need more of as soon as we get enough? Why, gasoline, of course. At the pump 1 minute and racing toward empty the next. Exercise fuel-saving savvy with this mileage stretch workout. First, slow down. Driving 70 versus 55 can burn 4 miles a gallon. Next, avoid long engine idle, which can waste a half gallon of gas an hour. Finally, have your technician check spark plugs. A single misfiring plug can cost you 4 miles a gallon. Remember, start your workout now, because exercising the mileage stretch today will help your wallet bulge tomorrow. I'm Bobby Lycus. Lycus, you'll love us. Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson.
Jason. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
To join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
So today, there's got to be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day. Good day, good day, good day. Holding my socks.
33 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, and Dr. Joy Brown is here to fix what is broken. Later on in this half hour, we're going to examine the big asteroid that's set to buzz by the Earth this weekend. Look out! Look out! It's going to get you! All right. Maybe it's not going to be... you never can tell.
Panic, we're all panic, here. Running the streets in panic.
Be joy that we're all gone next week at this time. It could all be just a wonderful memory.
Well, no, I think if we're gone, I don't know that there's memories.
But, oh, you
know,
of course there is.
Sort that through.
In the afterlife, don't you think that? Don't you believe in an afterlife?
Well, but is there memory in the afterlife? I mean, presumably one of the things that would make you feel calm and serene in an afterlife is a wipeout. You know, everything was fine. Yay!
<What about it? laughs>
Why would you want the same anxieties in an afterlife that you've got now?
I think that's a very good point. And supposedly they're all washed away in the afterlife, right? I just want to remember the moments. Yeah, exactly. We just have all the great moments that just relive, recycle in our minds over and over again. Or we create them or help other people create those great moments. That's what the angels are there for, right? To help other people create the great moments that they're experiencing every moment of every day, of every month, of every year.
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
I had a lot of fruit.
It has gone directly to your head.
That could be. All right, let's fix the problem of privilege. The most people know Candy Spelling is the wife or the widow of Aaron Spelling, who created more wealth
in Hollywood than anybody else prior to his becoming the producer of all of those shows. You name a show that was popular in the 70s and the 80s, and somehow Aaron Spelling was attached to it. So much so that he was worth, for the time, he was worth billions of dollars, and he built himself a mansion in Los Angeles, bigger than anybody had ever built.
Was this the one with the bowling alley?
Yeah, bowling alley. Yeah.
Everything you could possibly imagine in it. And so when he died, his wife sold the mansion for like $170 million or something ridiculous like that. And so now she's living in a hotel, the Century, here in Los Angeles. She has bought a condo and is having it modified. It's $47 million. The condo is $47 million. So she's now, she was promised that there would be all kinds of things there, and they're retooling it. So in the meantime, she's living in this, I guess it's a, I'm not sure what it is. I'm thinking that it's a hotel that's supposed to be this, that, or the other thing. And so she's gone to the people that run it, and they're taking, or they're objecting to her asking for a $7 million reduction in the price of her. Oh, wait a minute. No, here it is.
What did you have for breakfast?
I didn't have this for breakfast.
Nuts.
What? Exactly. This is all nuts. This is why I confused one story with another, because she's complaining. She has two things going on that are about privilege. She stayed in a hotel, and she's suing the hotel because they didn't give her what she wanted. She's refused to pay the bill. And she's also refusing to pay the people who have built her new condo $7 million because there isn't the amenities that she was promised. The whole bottom line here is, and I was looking at this on the entertainment news last night, services that are in places of privilege, like here in Los Angeles, and people who are outraged when they see this sort of thing, one would wonder how it is that people get so far out of touch with reality. I mean, when you think about what's going on in the world and all of the people that are starving, this woman's spending $47 million for basically a condo. And all is right, complaining let's... about the service that is supposedly used to support this condo. And so, I mean, when you think about how people are just so outrageously
out of touch.
Yeah, right, by reality. Yeah.
All right, let me give you my favorite Los Angeles story. Okay. A bunch of years ago, I was doing a TV show, and we were shooting the pilot, and for some unbeknownst reason, they had pink carpet. Don't know why.
Pink carpet
on a TV set. They asked me what I wanted in my dressing room, and I said fruit, like you, Doug, because I don't drink. So they had the kind of Carmen Miranda National fruit basket in there, huge fruit basket. So I am eating a pear on the set, and I can't actually be on the set because there's pink carpet. So I'm munching my pear, and at some point they say, "We need you on the set." And I said, "Okay, just a second, I just have to throw this away." At which point, five hands pop out. And I said, "What are you doing?" They said, "We'll take it." I said, "It's garbage." They said, "We'll take it." I said, "I do my own garbage." But the point being that if I were sort of Candy or Bubbles or whomever and didn't understand that this is only because I'm the meal ticket, that I might have thought, I don't have to do my own garbage. There are people who do my garbage for me. And I think Los Angeles, as you know, does the best suck-up of any place in the universe. As long as you are working, and it's not that they hate you or like you, it's just you have the little dollar sign on your forehead. And as long as you're working, you are a god. You get sweets, you get limos, you get champagne, you get people to do your garbage. However, what everybody has to remember about Los Angeles, it's a very short half-life. That it's not going to go on for very long. It means nothing. It has nothing to do with who you are as an individual.
So then so many people buy into it then? What is there about the psychology? You're a psychologist. Why is it that people buy into this?
Well, but that's exactly the verb. It's buy. It's just about meal tickets. Just about you are the person who has a job right now. Most people don't have a job. You're not going to have the job for very long, so we might as well get what we can at this moment. And we will facilitate anything that we we think we can do to either make you like us or keep the job or be able to continue to do what you do so we can continue to do what we do, which is basically trail along in your wake. So, I mean, it makes perfect sense to me. And I didn't know Aaron Spelling. From all sort of accounts, he was not probably the easiest person to live with, and Candy very well may have earned her money. Not to mention, Candy's only claimed fame, literally, is being Candy Spelling. If her name were Candy Smith, nobody would care. She
but there's another thing going on here, Joy, and that's losing touch with reality.
LA is losing touch with reality.
Well, you have it with I mean, you look at Tiger Woods. You know, once you get to a certain point, where you have so much money that there is no more reality. Michael Jackson, Elvis, I mean, you can just keep going on and on and on.
It's everybody right now. It's entitlement.
Wealth or power.
All right, now let me twist this around.
The same thing.
I'm going to twist this around. I'm going to twist the point I was trying to make, we haven't gotten to yet. Entertainment news services are loaded with stories of outrageous privilege. And so you tend to twist and turn this stuff around. I remember meeting Candy Spelling at Ed McMahon's funeral. Did you see her, Jennifer? When she was there,
I don't know if I remember seeing her.
I was introduced to her. Tony Orlando introduced me to her. I don't know how he knew her, but anyway, I thought she was a very nice lady. And so, in this reality, take this person out of Los Angeles and put them anyplace else. Every city has people who have money and wealth, and if they make a deal with somebody, and they're supposed to have X because they paid Y for it, why should they be scrutinized and criticized for asking to get what they paid for? She's got money, and she expected to get something for whatever the price, and she didn't get it. So why is that a bad thing? Why is her complaining a bad thing?
First of all, we don't know the story, and that's part of it, is that, you know, what's reported may or may not be accurate. Second of all, we're a democracy, and one of the things about a democracy, you could ask the same question about why do we write stories about people who fail, but almost by definition, in a democracy that says everybody's equal, and when some are more equal than others, when we have somebody who has so much more than we have, there's almost a glee in sort of saying, aha, you're not a nice person.
You're taking them down because you're jealous.
Yeah, exactly. Feet of clay.
Right.
So there's, and that's true. Not only do people have a lot of money, it's people who are very, you know, very gorgeous. People who have a lot of fame. People have a lot of power. Politicians, we do it to all the time.
What happens if you're powerful, beautiful, and rich?
Well, then you'd be you.
Well, let me tell you, Doug. You know, what's interesting, though, about Candy Spelling.
That was the second part, guys.
I liked that. Yeah. But the interesting part about Candy Spelling is that she's been estranged from Tori for a really long time.
Yeah.
So I think there are some issues there. I mean, I'm sure she's a nice person, you know, to some degree, but I'm sure there are some issues.
You don't
get estranged from your daughter, who has four children, and estranged from your grandkids for no reason.
No, here's the other. Okay,
we don't know what the reasons are.
Let's twist it around one more time. All right, we had Joy, and then I threw a wrinkle into it with my, so just because she's got money, why does that negate her having what she wants? Now, the third twist is on this particular circumstance, somehow or other, according to the stories, Candy, and I remember talking to somebody about this, also making reference to McMahon's funeral, she basically chiseled Tori out of the money that she was supposed to inherit.
Right.
I mean, there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars here in play, and the mother decided she didn't want Tori to have the money for whatever the reason, and so she didn't give it to her, or just made sure that she didn't get it, and I think there was some court case, wasn't there, about this? I don't remember a court case.
Yeah, no, there absolutely was a court case. Yeah. I think a couple of them, actually.
But that's the point, is that you don't, you know, that we don't really know what the situation is. And as you guys know, if it's in the will, it's really hard to break it. So yeah. My guess is that there's much more to the story, and it may be that Aaron, you know, left it to Candy and Tori gets it at Candy. Who knows? I mean, to a certain extent, my question would be, why do we care?
There's a better question, and because you are right, we shouldn't care. We'll talk to you next week. Dr. Joy Brown here on the Good Day Pro with a lesson in life, that's for sure. Another big asteroid is going to buzz the Earth this weekend. Are you afraid? We'll find out whether there's any reason for you to be afraid in a moment here on Good Day.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Discover Card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where do you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it. From the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Is there a song, Here We Go Again?
I'm sure there probably is somewhere in the history of music, yes.
There's a newly discovered asteroid the size of a football field that will go through the Earth's atmosphere this weekend. How long has it been since the last space rock came by? Was it 2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah, it's about 3 weeks, the one in Russia.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, this one's going to be further away. The last one only buzzed us by, 17,000, 18,000 miles. This one is about as far away as the moon is. When it zips by on Saturday, the space rock flyby will, let's see here, I'm looking at the speed. It's going, how can this be, 600,000 miles an hour?
Wow.
Can that
be?
Woo! Whoa, he's out.
I've never driven that fast before. Is this like the aliens throwing popcorn at us because we're not performing right in our little ant farm, do you think? This alien popcorn coming our way.
It's something that's out there, and we've never really dealt with it much because most of our lifetimes have not seen the impact of any of this stuff, even though there is a crater in the Arizona desert. I believe it's in the Arizona desert. Bob Kay and I went out to visit it once on one of our trips across the country. It's a mile wide, and the crater came from the hit that I think took place like 150 years ago. An asteroid banged into the desert and created this 1 mile wide hole. And so as the news media wants to scare the hell out of you, I think that there's something unsettling.
Did you see yesterday where Russell Crowe apparently posted pictures of what he thought was a UFO?
Right.
And now everybody's attacking him on Twitter and he's fighting them back. He's like, it was a UFO.
Our poll today at DougStephan.com, are you concerned about the increasing number of asteroids that seem to be coming very close to your home planet, the Earth? 51 after on Good Day.
I'm close to you, feeling your heart beating, and I'm wondering what's your dream.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Los Lobos.
Me Lucky Alive.
From the movie Rango, not to be confused with Django. Rango was that, wasn't that a cartoon?
It was a cartoon.
Thing?
Yeah.
It was animated, yeah, with,
what do you call it?
Yep. Johnny Depp.
Captain, what's his face? There?
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
All right, so Rich.
I took a nap on an airplane once.
Really?
Yes, it did.
All right, so Rich,
I wanted to see this.
Hello. Would we be able to put this aside as one of our lovely little bridges?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I love this song. That whole surf sound. Right. I dig it, yes.
All right. So the number one movie this week.
Okay.
My God. Shall I just be quiet here and let you all just jump in?
Yes.
Help yourself. Go ahead, Chucker. Take
it away.
No, go ahead. It's your floor.
Well, I'm in the middle of something. And all right. So I'll be nice, though.
Okay. Too late.
All right. Anyway, what was that? But Rango, don't walk. What is it? Walk, don't Rango. I have lost it now. I've lost.
Thank God you got that out.
All right. Exactly.
All right. Number so one, let's just start again.
The number one movie this week in 2011. Yeah, let's do that. Let's get to our contest. This movie was number one during this week in 1997, and the star of it, well, there's a lot of discussion about this gentleman at the moment. I'll leave it at that. And it's pretty easy to identify, I think. Let's see how well you do. 888-302-3684. Chuck will have movie news for us in a moment. First, though, identify the movie that comes from these various parts.
You know, when I look back on this moment in my life, I really wanted it to work. I want this to be the biggest moment in the history of entertainment. I'm not kidding.
Got it.
All right, 888-302-3684. Late Night may be in his future. Again, movie is 1997.
Which surprisingly was a very good movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie. I wish he'd have done another one, but where would he go with it? I mean,
right.
After that story is told, there's no place to go.
Yeah, there's nothing else.
All right, next clue.
I know I shouldn't be interrupting in the middle of a song, but I got to tell you something. I know a lot of you out there really love this music, but I just don't get it. Explain it to me.
It's kind of like the talk host who gets interrupted by everybody else's on his head.
Just like that.
888-302-3684.
So occasionally I make a fool of myself in public, and the FCC wants me off the air, and every fundamentalist group in this country hates my guts.
All right, what's the name of the movie? 888-302-3684. Very recognizable face and voice. So that takes care of our movie for a swell prize. If you identify it, you'll be in fine shape. 888-302. Doug, Chuck has movie news for us in a moment on Good Day.
All right, Flo. So the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Here he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. And to celebrate spring, we've got low prices on your favorite getaways. But what could we call such a fantastic sale? The I'm so happy it's finally spring I could dance sale? The man I love a quick weekend getaway sale? The grab the camera because it's family vacation time sale? How about just the spring sale? That about sums it up.
Now through April 1st, save up to 30% on your favorite destinations. Book now only at Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
All right, let's get to movie news. Chucker, I'm sure you have lots in your bag.
A couple of interesting stories. This is not such a good story for James Bond fans. Sam Mendes, who did a terrific job on the latest James Bond film, Skyfall, that movie grossing over $1 billion worldwide and being critically acclaimed, has officially passed on helming the 24th Bond film after what he says giving it serious consideration. I think that's a loss for the franchise because that guy did, I think, an amazing job.
It was very good.
Movie. Other news, MGM moving forward with its remake of the terrific 1982 movie Poltergeist. They've hired a director named Gil Kenan, who did a movie called City of Ember and an animated movie named The Monster House. I think this is a horrible idea because no director or studio can make a better film than the 82 Poltergeist. The product had a terrific amount of talent, including Spielberg and Joe Beth Williams and Craig T. Nelson. Great ending. Just a bad idea, in my opinion, but they're going to do it anyway.
Really?
They're not going to listen to me, Doug. They're just not. They're going to go ahead and do what they want to do.
What an outrage. All right, Anthony is in Texas. What's the name of the movie, Anthony?
Howard Stern's Private Parts.
Yes, did you like it?
It was an okay movie.
Yeah. So what do you think about him?
You know, he's an entertainer. Got to make money, right?
There you go. That pretty much breaks it down.
Yeah. I mean, that pretty much he's got to figure it out. Yeah. 59 after the hour on Good Day.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.